Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to New Breed Film Reviews. We are on episode 106. This is Dave. Brian's on a podcast, of course.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Ladies and gents. So this is going to be kind of like a open discussion episode. Brian has some topics he wants to bring up. I have some topics I want to bring up in movie news, and it should be interesting because some of them got me fired up. I got something.
We just wanted to
something.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of get on, and we have no recent movies that we wanted to go see in the theaters right now. So we wanted to get an episode out to you guys, and there's a whole bunch of movie news that are out there. So you know, we can just chat about it. Let us know what you guys think too.
All right. So
if you want, yeah, you got your topics all lined up. You're ready to go. So you fire away, and then we'll go from there.
All right, I'll kick off the first one. So, the first topic I want to talk about is X-Men Apocalypse. Apparently it was released overseas, and I've been pretty vocal about X-Men Apocalypse. I could give a crap about it. I don't like any of the X-Men movies besides First Class, and that's because of Michael Fassbender and Kevin Bacon. They all suck to me. The effects suck, costumes suck, they all suck. Hugh Jackman is the only saving grace, but
Yes, and he's just good, not even necessarily like the movies that he's in are not great. He's just great in the films that he's in.
Yeah, they're lucky they got Hugh Jackman to star in
those
films.
That's
true. It's terrible. I mean, compare X-Men franchise versus the new Marvel with Avengers. It's like night and day.
Not to get you sidetracked, though, are you excited, though, that maybe rated R Wolverine coming on the pipelines for the last Wolverine's going to be possibly rated R?
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped about that. I mean, I'd be more excited if the same kind of writers and the team that works on, the current, like, Avengers, Captain America, if those guys were involved, but.
I heard it was Old Man Logan storyline. So, I think you're familiar with that.
Yeah, Old Man Logan. I mean, I may get this wrong for the comic dorks out there, but Old Man Logan is, I may be a comic dork, who knows, on a lower level, but Old Man Logan is a futuristic storyline with Wolverine. He's older, he's kind of like retired, he gets brought out of retirement. Basically, I think the future's like overrun by villains or something. I may be butchering this, but basically he has to deal with the future, and Wolverine retired and coming back for one last big battle. And that's like the gist of it. And, it was a cool series, and they're basing the last installment for Hugh Jackman on that storyline. And I'm kind of sad.
Right. So that's going to be his last stand, you know? I don't want anybody else to come in and like take over for him. You know, like I don't want a new Wolverine.
There's some people that I can see as Wolvie, but it's not going to be the same, you know? It's not going to be the same.
No.
Hugh Jackman's my dude.
If Hardy takes it over.
If Hardy, I mean, I wouldn't mind Tom Hardy, because I can see him with the chops and like the cigar. I mean, he definitely can do it, you know. And he's not that tall.
Yeah, he can pull it off.
He's like 5'9". He's not, you know, he's more built for Wolverine. He's like stocky.
Well, Wolverine's supposed to be like short and stocky, isn't it? Like Wolverine in the comics, like 5'4", something like that. Real short guy.
Yeah, he's like 5'3". 300 pounds,
yeah,
because of the adamantium bones and stuff, so he's a little tank.
You're calling people comic dorks out there. You know his stats. Don't be playing on people.
I know some stuff. I know some stuff. But back to
all right, X-Men. Back to X-Men. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's cool, man. I apologize for clearing my throat, too. I have, like, allergies and asthma and all kinds of dumb crap, but swig of my supermarket brand water. We do it big here at New Breed Podcast with all these sponsors.
big budget. Screw Fuji. We got store brand water.
Yeah, store supermarket brand. But so I was not thrilled about this when it was announced. I could give a crap when I saw Oscar Isaac, which is a great up and coming actor. You know, he was Poe in Star Wars, the latest Star Wars. He's a good actor. He was in Ex Machina. He's playing Apocalypse, and it's like, I'm not even going to go on a long rant. I'm going to let you talk, right? But they ruined Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom is so iconic. They screwed him up in the Fantastic Four films. Thanos, they got right in Guardians of the Galaxy. Apocalypse, what were they thinking?
Yeah, like, he doesn't. He looks so cheesy, like
cheesy beyond cheesy, like Chester Cheetah cheesy from the Chips. Like he looks horrible. Like he looks like Ivan Ooze from Power Rangers. Just, and we posted this on a new read page. Like the original concept art for Apocalypse was like on point. Like they nailed it. And I guess what you said, Brian, something about the merchandising, it was too expensive.
That's what they said. Yeah, they initially changed. I read that they initially changed the look of him because the merchandising, when they wanted to put it out there, an original concept was going to be not cost efficient to them. So they made cheesy, stupid character.
Oh my God.
It's the marketing department pulling you, you know?
I said this on the page. I'm like, whoever said no to that design needs to be, tarred and feathered. Like they need to be fired and kicked out of the industry. Like for real, like that person is really dumb. Like really dumb. It looked amazing, but instead we got just this doofy looking horrible Apocalypse. I'm not excited about it. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 52% of user ratings, which is bad. IMDb by some miracle gave it a 7.6. I'm not going to go see it. I could care less. I don't care.
That's one of those. Yeah, I don't care about any of the X-Men movies that are coming out, to be honest. Like you said, I really liked First Class. I think it was like a fresh look at it between like the first X1, X2, X3 or whatever films that came out. I think that they really did a good job. Like you said, Michael Fassbender was great as a young Magneto. I liked James, what's his name? McAvoy? Yeah, McAvoy for Charles Xavier. And I was excited when I first heard that Oscar Isaac was going to play just like you because he's an amazing actor. And I think that they're just going to put him into that cheesy role and he just looks, I think he might nail some scenes, you know, like he might be able, but he can't look menacing. He might be able to act menacing, but not look very menacing.
Dude.
But I brought this up. Ty Sheridan, is in the film and that's kind of a new up and coming kid that I really like. He's playing the young Cyclops.
I like
him. He's going to be the one that he played in Mud and, he's played in, Scott Pilgrim's,
Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
There you go. Thanks. Yeah. And he's also going to be in Steven Spielberg's new movie, Ready Player One, coming up. So,
that kid's got a bright career, man.
He's
killing it right now.
And, he's getting in some good roles and I think he'll definitely, if he keeps with it, he's going to be up there.
If he doesn't get on drugs and burns out, be good to go.
But like you said, I'm about X-Men, give or take it. Hey, if it hits Netflix or Redbox, maybe I'll check it out. But there's nothing in me that says I want to go pay for a movie ticket and go sit through it. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that, dude. There's no way. Even Oscar Isaac's voice, Apocalypse, like in the cartoon, the old school cartoon, I used to watch it Saturday mornings. The cartoon Apocalypse had like this deep, menacing voice, and it's like they didn't even alter his voice. Like it's so lazy, like horrible, man, horrible. And the effects look bad. It looks like Sci-Fi Channel.
It does, yeah. It doesn't look like it's high budget, not at all.
Nope. Has a cheap feel to it. And it's like, these guys, they don't learn, dude. It's like, or maybe they don't care. Maybe they put out so little for the budget that they make their money back and then some a little bit. So maybe they don't care. But if they will put a little more effort, cause I think Captain America, the third one, Civil War was like 200 million. It was like some nutty budget. It was 250 million. Dude, but it made a billion. It's like at $1 billion. Like, so if you put effort into something and quality, yes, it's a sacrifice and it's a good gamble because it's going to pay off in dividends with the audience, you know?
Right.
That's my view. But pass on X-Men Apocalypse. Don't care.
Don't care at all.
At all. Moving on. What do you got?
Alright, what did I want to talk about was it just kind of recently popped up in the news and I don't know how I feel about it, but I think that it's in the right hands. They just announced that John Carpenter is going to be taking back the reins on a new Halloween film. He said he actually said that they took the character and kind of like Mike Myers and pushed him into this weird kind of like slasher. He said, but he's really supposed to be like a force to be reckoned with. You know, he's somebody that's actually, that you have to be, he's not like a, not a spirit per se. He said it just took it in a completely different direction. He wants to take it back. And he's co-producing with Blumhouse, and Blumhouse, like Dave, me and Dave talked about prior to the podcast, they're like a low budget, like not low, low budget, but low budget film company that usually sponsors horror films. Some of the main ones that they had, they're very popular for is like Insidious, all the Insidious, Sinister, Paranormal Activity. I think one of the newer ones they just did was The Gallows. I don't know if you got to check that out, Dave. And The Darkness, which is the new one that's coming out right now, is one of their films.
Darkness.
So I think The Darkness. So I think that they have like this motto where they try to keep the film underneath $10 million. I remember reading an interview, with the guy. And I think that what's cool about that, and just like I wanted to touch on with this, is how do you feel about all the directors that had previous movies are going back to them? You know, like John Carpenter is going back to reclaim Halloween. Ridley Scott is going back to reclaim Alien with Prometheus. Who slipped my mind? George Miller went back to reclaim Mad Max. I think it's cool. I think it's cool that kind of like the old filmmakers are going back to their roots. They're reestablishing the franchises that got kind of went off crazy, and they're re-grabbing it, and they're rebranding what they initially started out. So I think that this is cool for Halloween, the future for Halloween films, you know?
Yeah, Ridley Scott is also coming back for a sequel to Blade Runner. So, you know, that was his original film. And Don is not feeling
they're
it.
Going,
if Don hears
no,
this...
they're all going back to...
Huh?
They're all going back to try to reclaim their roots from all their old films, you know?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I mean, these guys made great films and they still have that talent, you know what I mean? So I feel great about it. Like, I mean, look at Mad Max Fury Road. I mean, it was amazing. George Miller, he still got it, man. He made an awesome movie and got great, you know, it was a hit. It was a hit, you know, financially. It got great reviews and stuff. I'm a big Mad Max fan. I loved it. Ridley Scott is awesome. I enjoyed Prometheus. Some people don't. I liked it. I thought it was a good sci-fi.
I really liked it.
I'm excited for
it. Sorry for everybody that's listening to my son crying in the background. He does not want to go down for bed. And my wife's over there fighting him to try to get him to bed.
Sounds like
apologize to all the listeners.
But yeah, I'm excited for Alien Covenant, which is the sequel to Prometheus. I saw some stills and it looks interesting. But as far
what do you
as
think? Do you want like do you want the directors to go back to like their roots? Like how do you feel about it? I mean
I don't know. Like see like if you have an awesome movie and I'm okay with someone else taking the steering wheel or the reins, like, if they're a talented director themselves. Like, Neil Blomkamp was supposed to do a fifth Alien movie. I'm good with that, because he did District 9, he did Elysium. What else did he do? Chappie. He's an awesome sci-fi director, and it's like, I'm down with that. You know, Aliens, I love. That's an awesome franchise to me. Well, not really. Alien and Aliens. So, but I'm a fan of the, you know, the franchise with those two movies.
Right.
The other ones kind of sucked. Alien 3 was okay. but going back to, what movie did you bring up? I'm sorry. I got like 4 hours of sleep.
Do you know who did Alien 3?
Yes. The guy who did, Gone Girl. Fincher.
Yeah. Fincher. Fight Club too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the movie I brought up was Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Okay. So, and I know
so John Carpenter. So John Carpenter is going back to yes.
No BS. Halloween 1 and 2, specifically Halloween 2, is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's like it could be top 10. It's really up there. I just love that movie. I love Michael Myers. That representation of Michael Myers. The other ones kind of sucked. They sucked. But Halloween 1 and 2 is almost like one whole movie. It was filmed, I believe it was filmed separately, I think, but they did it so well that it's like one big movie. And 2 is my favorite. And hey, if John Carpenter's coming back to bring back, you know, the real Michael Myers, I'm all for that. I think it's so epic. I didn't care for the Rob Zombie ones. I thought they were stupid. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know how people like them, dude. They just butchered Michael Myers. I'm sorry. It wasn't scary.
No.
No. And then he made him.
He's a weird guy. He's a weird director too.
Yeah, some of his movies are okay. Like, I don't know. You got to be in the mood for them. Like House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects was
Rejects,
okay.
Yeah.
But I don't find him good. He's not good.
No.
He's just weird.
Yeah.
Weird just doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah. Weird just means that you can make a weird horror movie, you know?
Yeah. And at the time, people were eating it up because I like Rob Zombie's music. Like, some of his shit is cool, you know what I mean? But when he first stepped on a scene to direct, there was a big buzz because his music is so dark and weird. They're like, oh, man, Rob Zombie's going to make a movie. This might be awesome. Unfortunately, talent doesn't transfer that way. you can't be an awesome rock star and be like, I'm going to be a painter. Like, your paintings right. may suck, you know?
Yeah, one or the other, bud. One or the other.
Yeah. But to shut up, I'm excited for it. I will be going to see it out of, like, just principle, dude. I'm a big Halloween fan. Michael Myers fan.
Right. I think the right people are behind it. You have the Blumhouse Company, which they've been putting out great horror films. And John Carpenter's going back to reestablish himself with Halloween. I think that's a great combo there. As long as, you know, politics don't get in the way, I think it's going to end up being a good Halloween flick.
Right. If you let John Carpenter do his thing and don't,
yep.
you know, stick your corporate.
Blumhouse, I think he stands on that pretty good. He says, like, okay, here's the money. Go do what you're going to do. And obviously it's been successful with Sinister and Insidious and stuff like that.
I really like Sinister. That was one of the more creepier movies that recently seen, like newer horror creepy movie. It legitimately creeped me out. The second one, no. The first one was definitely messed up. Like, I recommend that for a creepy horror film. Sinister. 100%. Dude, the footage in those movies, twisted. Like, it was very creepy. Alright, dude, so are we through with the Halloween, topic?
Yeah, I think that they'll get my money when they come out. I'll definitely want to check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. 100%. I'm like legit, and I'm not saying this just we're talking about. I'm legitimately a Halloween fan and a big Michael Myers fan.
So yes. And Carpenter.
And John Carpenter. The Thing, mm-hmm. Escape from New York. I love John Carpenter, man. I even like his shitty stuff, like Ghost of Mars.
Ghost of Mars.
Gaba, Gaga Buka. Like, you know, the.
Gaga Buka.
Your favorite alien language.
Yes. Ice Cube is great.
Yeah, Desolation Williams. Oh, man. Jason Statham is in that, and it's one of his earlier roles.
Yeah.
He had more fuzz on his head. Dude, Natasha Henstridge was in that.
Yes.
Ooh! Natasha Henstridge. you probably think I'm such a perv on this podcast.
That's all right.
I just shoot all men out there.
Yes. Saying what we want you to say, you know?
Right, right. All right, so I got a topic, dude. So Daniel Craig, here goes some movie news. You heard it here first. No, this has been out there. I can't lie like that. But Daniel Craig is out. No more James Bond. They offered him an insane amount of money. He's just done. I guess he hates playing Bond, which is a shame. I think he's the best Bond. That's my feeling on that. How about you?
Connery's right up there. Him and Connery, they're two different types of Bond. It's hard to say. But yeah, no, I think he played a new Bond for our generation, which I liked. He's our generation Bond.
Yeah. Sean Connery's always ranked up there, man. It's possibly the best Bond. Roger Moore for me, I have a special place in my heart. I grew up watching him. He was like a hulkier Bond. But for me, Daniel Craig is probably the top Bond. I mean, I don't know, man. I love Daniel Craig as Bond. He was so gritty and he was great, but all good things must come to an end. Daniel Craig
everybody,
is out.
Everybody hated him when he was first casted for it, so we'll see what happens in the next. Yeah, he got a lot of shit when he first got casted to be play Bond, but look at how that turned out, you know?
Dude, they were straight shitting on him. They're like,
yes, they were.
Oh, his ears are too big. He's too short, dude. They were like, ripping him apart.
Yeah, they were.
I'm surprised he didn't commit suicide, but,
he showed him up.
He did, dude. Daniel Craig killed it. And I was kind of like a hater at first too, you know, but, he's my favorite Bond.
Everybody jumps on the bandwagon anyways. Like once he's in and, oh, I thought he was great. I thought he was going to be great. Yeah. No, no, you were shitting on him.
Right, right. I'm honest with it. I was hating at first, but I thought he was the guy who said his ears are too big. he's gone. So there's a buzz out there. Okay. Idris Elba, he was in, Pacific Rim. He was in Beasts of No Nation. Beasts of No Nation. He was in this show called Luther. He was in Prometheus. I don't know if I just said that.
No, you didn't say that. You said, Pacific Rim.
Yeah, he was in Prometheus. So I like Idris Elba. He's awesome.
Me too.
He's got some actor.
Yeah, he's got some, presence to him. Definitely on screen presence.
Dude, he's a bigger, more brolic, darker Denzel to me. He got that swag. You know what I mean? He's like a dark chocolate Denzel.
He's like a dark chocolate British Denzel.
Right, right. So, I like him a lot. I think he's awesome. He wants to play Bond, or he's in discussion for it. Tom Hiddleston, who played Loki in Avengers. I like him, but I don't see him as Bond.
He's not Bond. No, he's not Bond.
He's too scrawny for me, dude. Like, yeah, he is. Play Bond. I'm not feeling it. Like,
I don't think he could pick up whatever chick he wants. Like, he doesn't have that presence to me. Like, he could walk into a bar and just have a girl's dress off 2 minutes later. You know, that's not. And plus, like, I don't think he could take a couple hits to like a pipe or take a couple bullets and keep going. I don't see it.
Not for nothing. I'm not trying to be funny right now. Straight as an arrow, but James Bond got some swag with the ladies and you need a dashingly good looking guy, like a rugged kind of, but like all, like, I don't know. Bond is weird. We've had rugged Bonds and we've had like dashingly good looking swagged out Bonds.
Right.
He doesn't have either.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like a computer nerd. Like, yes. I don't see it. He was an awesome Loki, but I don't see it. You know what I mean? Yes. You don't have those Craig piercing eyes.
He also doesn't have the badassery. He can't pull off the badassery. No.
No.
Loki, he pulled off like powers, but like, he couldn't get into a fist fight. You couldn't show me him in a fist fight and like make me believe that he would be whooping some 250 pound guy's ass. I mean,
he couldn't even handle Hulk.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, come on, it's the Hulk.
Bond could handle Hulk, you know?
Possibly. well, what was I going to say about him? Well, okay. If he can bring his staff with that crystal cube thing, he may be okay as Bond. You know, maybe
he's
like
good.
A threat, but, I don't see him. He doesn't have that presence to him. But this pick is even worse. This is even 10 times worse. Like, this gets me fired up. This is going to be controversial. I don't even care. Gillian Anderson is rallying to play 007. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now?
Gillian Anderson.
She's from X-Files. The redhead. The original redhead with Mulder from X-Files.
Really?
Yeah, dude. She's like on Instagram. She's rallying to be the next. She wants to be Jane Bond. Get
she cannot
out of here.
Be.
Get
no.
out of here with that crap. Get out of here with that crap. You know, this whole changing things for the sake of changing it, I'm sorry. Ian Fleming's James Bond was written as a man. If you want another British badass agent, make her 006.
Right.
You cannot be 007. It's already written in stone. He's a male. Like, that's it. Leave it alone. Stop trying to change shit. Dude, it fires me up, man. Look what they did with Ghostbusters, but this is even worse.
I know. Did you see the new trailer for Ghostbusters? It didn't do him any more justice. You know, it still looks like it sucks.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I read that they had some old villains in it or something. Or like nods to like maybe, I don't know if Gozer's in it. Like the old school, the badass chick with the bubble suit.
I think that they had like one, they had a badass like girl demon. So maybe that's what they're
that's probably Gozer.
Nodding towards. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She was hot, man. Like, goes all day with the bubble suit. but, no, man, I'm not feeling Ghostbusters. It's not a sexist thing. I just really think that this is me being, like, completely honest for the people listening. I think that a big part of Ghostbusters' success was the male bravado and the kind of camaraderie. Is that's the right word?
Yes, yes.
Something about them being an all-male cast. I mean, I may come off as sexist, but I'm not feeling the female thing.
I don't think.
I wouldn't want, I just want to make this clear. I wouldn't want Laura Croft from Tomb Raider in a new movie, it being Larry Croft with a guy. Just that would be equally upsetting to me. I'd be like, no.
Have him in tight shorts.
No, dude, I don't want to see that. It's Laura Croft. I don't want Larry Croft. Like, Tomb Raider's a female. So the same thing with Ghostbusters. These things that are originally written a certain way, leave it as is, man. Like, stop trying to change things to change them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's next? Blade's gonna be, transsexual in the next, next installment? What bathroom is he gonna use?
Spider-Man's gonna be transgender.
Transgender, you know, like, no offense to transgender people, you know, I'm just messing around, but, it's ridiculous just changing stuff to change, man. I'm just sick of it, and, you know, I'm not the only one that feels that way because there's a lot of backlash with Ghostbusters.
Right.
Huge backlash. Most disliked trailer in YouTube history.
Yes. It's got the most, it's got more dislikes than Bieber. That tells you something.
That tells you a whole lot. If it has more dislikes than Bieber and Kanye West, that says a whole lot right there.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, what's your take on those three choices and Gillian Anderson is 007?
Gillian Anderson out. Completely. I like the idea. She's trying to throw herself in the ring. She's trying to, you know what she's trying to do is just trying to get herself back in the limelight again. You know what I mean? That's all she's trying to do from a media standpoint. She's helping herself out. But just, James Bond, 007's a male. Point blank. Don't change it up. Yeah. But I like Idris Elba. I think he'd be great. I think there could be someone else out there. You know what I mean? That could take the 007 role. We just haven't found it out or they haven't come to the front runner.
How would you feel about Hugh Jackman? I would like him. I think
I would. He'd be hard to watch though as James Bond now because he's Wolverine. You know, he has to shake that Wolverine look to him because when you're watching him, you're still going to see him as Wolverine, not James Bond.
Dude, honestly, I can't think of anybody
me either.
That could be James Bond right now. I can't think of a single person out there, man. I'm just drawing a blank.
Me either.
I guess. I mean, I'd be personally down with Idris Elba.
Me too. I got no problem with that. I mean, they're trying to throw the race card in there, but who cares?
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting, take on Bond. And I'm not feeling Gillian Anderson, like, on any level.
No, definitely not.
Tom Hiddleston, it's a no for me. Like, I wouldn't even see the movie if it's Tom Hiddleston.
Me either. I could care less. I think that it'd be cool to get an up-and-coming person. You know, like, I can't think of who to put in that role, but somebody that's not too big right now, kind of like Daniel Craig was. He wasn't a huge, he wasn't a household name actor before he took on the 007 role. He had some good movies, Deliverance or Defiant or something like
that. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Schreiber.
Right. Yeah. So he wasn't super popular when he first took off to do the first Bond movie, so they gotta find a guy like that, you know?
Yeah. But who's gonna be that guy, you know?
Exactly.
So that's, you got anything else on that?
No, I do not. Let's just hopefully they put somebody good in the Bond place. Otherwise, I wanna see some good Bond films, you know? I wanna keep continuing to see them.
You wanna see the gritty look still? Like the gritty feel? Or do you want it to go back to more Pierce Brosnan, like over the top?
I think they're going to have to change it, but it would be good to have a happy medium between the two, you know? Not so gritty, but back to kind of like the Sean Connery-ness, like the suave, but still like a badass kind of character, you know?
Dude, Sean Connery would beat people to death.
Yeah, he would.
He was super brutal, like even for back then. There was one movie where he was on a train and he choked this guy to death. he was fighting with him, and it was like this gritty like fight for like the 60s or whatever year it came out.
Yeah.
And, like, he strangled the guy to death. Like, I thought that was like huge for like, you know, the year that came out.
Right.
The guy was like,
pushing limits. Pushing limits.
So, I don't know, man. I got nothing else on that. How about you?
No, I got nothing else.
All right. So what you got?
I'll got two quick topics, and the last one that we're going to talk about is one I wanted to talk about and you wanted to talk about too, which is Suicide Squad, right? That's your last topic. Two things I wanted to talk about was, Fast and the Furious. I'm going to glance over this because I know that you don't care. Fast and the Furious just announced they're doing 8, 9, 10 officially. They put release dates out there. They said they don't have the storylines in place yet, but they did announce that Charlize Theron and Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son, is going to be in Fast and the Furious 8. And the cool thing I wanted to mention was this is the first film that's filmed in Cuba in like 50 years. First American film that's going to be filmed in Cuba. So
I read something about that.
Yeah. So I am, you've heard on the podcast before, there's a special place in my heart with the Fast and the Furious films, and I hope that they take it the right way, and it's just a fun popcorn action movie for me. I don't go to enjoy the storyline, I just go to be entertained with crazy car crashes and over-the-top action, you know? So, I'll continue to watch the series. I'll go see 8, 9, 10. I know you probably won't, Dave, but I'm gonna make you watch it so that we can review it on the podcast. All the way out to 2021. You planning on doing this all the way to 2021 for the 10th Fast and the Furious film?
dude, you can tell I'm upset right now. I don't even know where to go with this right now. I can't even talk. Like, good grief. Like, Paul Walker died. Like, 7 was the one that was a tribute, right?
Yes, yes. So now it's 8, 9, 10.
Vin Diesel's like 50 years old right now. How many last rides are we gonna have, dude? Like, it's so tired.
One last ride.
Like, it's, oh my god, man. I don't even know where to go with this. Like, to me, to continue the franchise is disrespectful to Paul Walker. I think that him dying, you know, they filmed some of it with him and then they had to finish it with his brother. I was skeptical of that, but they did it beautifully. And I thought it was a fitting end to the franchise. They should have left it alone. I think it's a bad look on them. That's my honest view on it, and it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I don't care, man. I do like The Rock in it though, as Hobbs. He's pretty badass.
And what about, I think Russell Crowe's character is going to be pretty cool. I mean, not Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. I mean, Russell Crowe. What the? Kurt Russell.
Sorry, I've been too busy watching nice guys crying in the corner.
Kurt Russell's cool, man. He's a legend. I love him.
He's great. He has his charm back in the film.
Yeah, he's a legend, dude. Dude, Kurt Russell still got it, man. Look at him in Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
He was entertaining.
He was.
I liked him in Hateful Eight.
So he's coming back for 8 in the Fast and Furious franchise, and I heard he signed for 8 and 9, so he's going to be a main character.
I just, it's tired to me, man. And they keep making them because they keep making money. People pay tickets, and it's a spectacle, and it's more over the top the next time around. And I mean, dude, what are we, what is it going to 10? You think it's going to make it to 20?
2021 is 10. That's the year that 10's supposed to
be. No, I'm talking about like the actual number. Are we going to go to like Fast and Furious 20?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on. So I'm out with that, man. I saw 7. I'm good with that.
You're going to end it at 7?
I'm not watching anymore, dude. I'm tapping out. I'm done.
What do you think about Charlize Theron and Scott Eastwood adding into the franchise, though?
Charlize Theron, I really like her. She's awesome. She's nice to look at. freaking Scott Eastwood is the dude is like a he's a eerie spitting image of his dad.
Yeah, he is.
He looks so much like Clint Eastwood, man. And I grew up with Clint Eastwood. I love him to death. I'm like, I don't know if I mentioned this on a podcast, dude. They should take Scott Eastwood and make him into the new Man with No Name. Have him do like modern spaghetti westerns as the same character, but with him.
Right.
Carrying the six shooter. You know what I mean?
Maybe his father won't let him. And how about have Clint Eastwood direct him?
Oh my dude, that'll be insane. Talk about a buzz. Talk about a buzz. Clint Eastwood's genetics carrying on the mantle of the Man with No Name with the poncho and the little cigar
Clint Eastwood directing it, you know?
Oh my God, dude. Whoever's the, could we have a piece of the pie since we just came up with this?
Right.
So Hollywood, if you hear this, this is a great idea. Do it. Or cast him as, the Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
Yes.
The video game franchise.
How would you feel if he took on Dirty Harry?
I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love it, dude. I would love it. He's a spitting image of his dad. But here's the shitty part on him. Dude, he's like an object to us. We're not even viewing him as a human being.
As a good actor.
Just be your dad. Like, do what your dad did. And you know, that's kind of messed up because maybe, you know, he's his own person. He probably wants to, like, branch off and do his own stuff.
Yeah. Right? I heard Clint Eastwood told him not to get in the business. He said, absolutely, whatever you do, don't get in the acting business.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he told him.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yep. So maybe the relationship isn't that strong. Or maybe his dad's not trying to push him through.
What was he doing before? Like, modeling, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Yeah, man.
He said the industry eats you up. That's why he told him just don't get into it, you know?
Dude, I can imagine there's a lot of politics and bullshit. And if you're passionate about acting and the art, you probably get the life sucked out of you dealing with all the politics, you know?
Right.
The bullcrap. You know, oh, that's not going to sell. We want to sell tickets. Like, do it this way. Like, it's got to suck. It's got to suck. But to answer your question, both of them being in the franchise, it's not really going to sway me. I just, you know. No. I tell you, this is how I would watch it. If I get bit by a spider again and I'm in bed for 3 weeks again on morphine and Jack.
I'm going to make you, mark my words right now. I'm going to make you watch Fast and Furious 8 so we can review it.
Guys, this is the true story. I have a phobia of spiders. Brian and I used to do installations together, electronic installs, all kinds of, you know, stuff along those lines in rich people homes. Like mansions, basically, and we did it for a while, and it was fun around the road. We got a lot of stories, bubble people. But whenever we would go to basements or any kind of weird area with spider webs, it'll freak me out because this is the true story. I got bit by a spider in 2008. This is the true story. I pretty much almost died. Like me being stubborn, I didn't go. I was like trying to fight it. Oh yeah, it's no big deal. I got bit by a spider on my ankle. I'm fine. Like, by the third day, I'm like damn near passing out. I'm jacked up. Finally go to the hospital. Long story short, I'm in bed for 3 weeks. Basically can't move. Excruciating pain 24/7. Spinal tap. Morphine. Like, I'm jacked up. So, I saw so many episodes of How It's Made on Discovery that if I see even the music to the intro, like, I am gonna go postal. Like, I've seen every episode of How It's Made because I was like an invalid. I was just in bed. My eyes were functioning. I was like looking at the screen and like the show will come on, like whatever with the stupid, you know, sound and showing how gumballs I made. It's like, oh man. So if I get bit by a spider again and I'm like incapacitated in bed,
then you'll watch 8.
That's it. You know, maybe I'll watch it then when I'm forced to. So.
Okay.
And rant. Sorry, and rant. I went somewhere with that.
All right. Other topic I wanted to bring up, which I think is pretty cool. The new Spider-Man film. Michael Keaton is actually in talks about being the villain. I'm not sure what That's villain they have for him, but.
Vulture.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think it's Vulture, dude.
Yeah. He already played Birdman. You know, he's good to go.
He looks like Vulture for real. Because he's like bald now, he's all gray and shriveled, and that's how Vulture looks.
Right, so he's good to go. So yeah, he's in talks about being a villain. Nothing's concrete now, but I thought that was pretty cool. I think he'd be a great villain.
Dude, I love Michael Keane. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's an acting legend. He's my favorite Batman. Ben Affleck is right there with him, but he's my favorite Batman, and I love Michael Keaton. And yeah, that excites me. I love to see him as a villain in a superhero movie.
Right.
It's different for him, you know? Dude, he's coming back as Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm hyped.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's Tim Burton.
I know. I don't know.
Dude, you know who has to give it a rest with the character acting? Johnny Depp.
Dude, he's got to go. Well, Black Mass, sir. He did good with Black Mass. He went back to kind of like a normal acting role.
Yeah. Okay. But he needs to go back to regular acting, man. It's the Alice in Wonderland crap. And
what if he can't? What if he's lost in the characters?
I don't know, man. I just think Johnny Depp. He strayed somewhere with the character acting and I don't think it was good for his career.
No, he keeps getting handed them big ass paychecks though, so he keeps taking it.
Maybe, man. Maybe that's his motivation at this point. But it's a shame because I think Johnny Depp is an amazing actor.
Yeah.
He flies himself, you know. But where are we at?
All right. Last but not least.
Max Keaton is the villain.
Yes.
I'm with it.
All right.
Go ahead. Good.
Last topic though. You want to bring it in? This is a topic we both want to talk about. We're both excited with the new trailer that just came out.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to be a man. I'm going to admit something. If you listen to previous episodes, I was hating on Suicide Squad. And it's a movie based on a group of the baddest of the bad, just villains, and they've just sent on, they're expendable, so they're sent on like shitty missions, whatever. That's pretty much the gist of it. And it has the Joker, the Croc is in it, Harley Quinn is in it, Will Smith plays Deadshot, whatever his name is. Nobody cares. But I was hating on it right off the bat. Jared Leto is Joker. That's exciting. I don't like his tattoos on his face and the design, but Jared Leto's awesome. But I was hating on Suicide Squad. I'm like, this is going to bomb. Who gives a shit? I still don't think it's going to be great, but I'm intrigued, and the trailers kind of sold me. Like, I want to see it now. Plus, Batman's making a cameo.
Yeah, I heard that they are really tying it into the world. You know, like they're tying it into the Batman vs. Superman world. Like they're just linking it all together to try to build up, obviously, the DC universe in order for all the movies to kind of talk to each other. I heard it's still supposed to be independent, definitely, but it definitely adds to the storyline and adds to the DC world, kind of like the Marvels kind of play off each other.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Margot Robbie.
Go ahead.
She is perfect, Harley Quinn. She steals the show, like especially in the new trailer. She's hilariously funny as far as like being crazy off the top, and she just kind of like is a badass. She walks through dealing with all these like crazy characters, and she's good. I really like her as an actress, and she's a good Harley Quinn. And I heard she's supposed to get her own solo film if DC approves it, which would probably be pretty cool. Her and Jared Leto can go off and do like a solo film, or maybe origin story or something like that. You know?
Yeah, she's smoking, dude. I've never really paid attention to her.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh my goodness gracious, dude. Oh my goodness gracious. She's smoking hot, and she may have a good, you know, career ahead of her. She's Wolf of Wall Street. Now she's playing an iconic character, Harley Quinn. You know, you don't know where it can take her. But there was rumor Will Smith was tapping at. Did you hear that?
Oh yeah, because they did Focus together. That movie Focus. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. But
it's about something. I'm losing steam, man.
It's about
a con man. It's about being a con man, and Will Smith takes Margot Robbie underneath his wing and teaches her how to be a con man. And I guess at the end, she gets conned, or he gets conned. So, but I heard it was pretty decent. I just never got around to seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't check that out either, but yeah, it was some weird buzz, like, you know, TMZ-ish type gossip that Will Smith and her had something. And him and Jada Pinkett, you know, to my understanding, they have a weird relationship where they're like...
I think they got an open relationship.
They hint that stuff.
Yeah, I think they are open. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to let Will do what he's going to do. Like, you know, man's got to be a man. Like, what does that even mean? You know, like, it's cool for him to go do his thing. Bravo, Gene.
Yeah.
So where were we? I'm sorry, man. I'm
like
running out
of steam. So, like you said, I think that it's going to be not a fantastic film, but I think it's going to be a fun film to see. I think it's pretty cool how they're able to – there's going to be no borderlines. You know, there's going to be no, they're not putting Suicide Squad in a box. You know, they're like Batman, Superman. They need to like stay within this certain framework and stuff like that. I think this has no framework, which is going to be cool, and which is going to allow it to be, you know, whatever they want it to be.
There's an actor in the movie. I don't know his name. I forgot his name. I'm going to just refer to him as what Gil calls him, Skinny RoboCop. Because he was in the robot. That's what Gil calls him. He's like, oh, Skinny RoboCop's in a movie. He was in a RoboCop remake. He's like this tall, thinner actor. He's also in House of Cards. I forgot his freaking name. It's gonna drive me crazy till I remember his name. But he's in it. He's kind of up and coming. He's been getting quite a few roles, but he doesn't have any star power. He's like, you know, he's all right. But again, I was hating on it, and the trailer sold me, and I do think I think I'm gonna go see it. I really do.
I definitely will. I think I actually, this is one of my anticipated 2016 films, with Suicide Squad. And, I still feel that way. Even after all the trailers that came out, I'm more excited to go see this film than I was to go see Batman vs. Superman, which is kind of sad, but.
Oh, the actor's name is, Joel Kinnaman.
Skinny RoboCop.
Skinny RoboCop. That's from Gil, people. That's not from me. I think he's okay. Skinny RoboCop. I got nothing else on Suicide Squad, dude. Do you?
I got nothing else, man. I got nothing else in general. I'm spent.
Yeah, I'm burnt out, dude. I wake up at 5 in the morning to get to work by 6. I'm not a morning person. I get like 4 hours of sleep a night. What time you get up, dude?
Me, I get up at 5:20. I gotta be leaving for work at 6. So we both get up early.
So we're both running, you know, in the same boat. But, all right, man. So I guess that wraps up 106, right?
Yeah, that's good stuff. I'm going to be, I don't have any new stuff that I want to check out in the theaters right now. What's coming up? Anything good? Do you know?
What's coming up in theaters?
Within the next few weeks?
I'm drawing up.
Can't think.
Dude, there was one.
I did want to check.
Go ahead.
I did want to check out Jungle Book. That's probably not right up your alley. Yeah. How did he say it was?
He said it was awesome.
Pretty good.
It's not really my type of movie.
No, I know it's not your type of movie. But
I might like it. You know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I probably want to go check that out. I think Ninja Turtles is coming out soon, right?
Turtles.
Beginning of June.
Warcraft, which I never played World of Warcraft. I don't really care about it.
Finding Dory. I know you're excited about that film. I'll go see that, and I'll put a review out for that.
No, I'm passing on that one. This movie with John McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey. What's that? Matthew McConaughey. It's called Free State of Jones, and you may have seen the trailer for it. It's like colonial times.
Yeah, that's where. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude. Okay. The Shallows. That, like, shark movie. It's like this chick gets stranded out in the ocean. She's on a reef and, like, this great white is, like, circling her. I thought it was interesting. Right.
Yeah.
It looked intense.
Yeah.
I
think Nerve looked a little bit more intense.
Okay. So, Rye, do you want to get into this?
Yeah. Well, let's just finish it out with this. Well, we'll say what it is, and then we'll put it out there. But I'm already screwed. 91%, I'm screwed.
Okay, so, all right, before we get into that real quick, Independence Day Resurgence. That's a movie I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I can take it or leave it. We had that conversation.
But okay, so for you guys listening, so Ryan came across this movie called Nerve, and we like to kind of give each other like heads up on cool trailers we see or like, you know, upcoming films. So Brian, like, you messaged me, right? Or was it a group thing?
I think it was a group message, yeah.
Okay, you're like, check out this movie Nerve, like the trailer. So I checked it out, and you know, I'm honest. I'm like, I wasn't feeling it. Like, it wasn't my cup of tea. It looked, I thought the acting was bad from the trailer, and it looked lower budget. I wasn't really feeling that, but it was a lower budget. It's like an independent type film, right?
Yeah, it is.
It may be great. I wasn't feeling it. Gil, I don't think Gil was liking it either. So I don't know how we got into this, but there was a bet between Brian and Gil. And
because you guys were shitting on me for picking that film.
We were shitting on it. Like, come on, dude, I could pick that. So there was a bet between Brian and Gil on a rating bet. So it was a Rotten Tomatoes bet. And it was between, what was the movie Gil picked?
Nice Guys
versus Nerve. So yes. Far, Nice Guys got a freaking 92%. Right? Yes. I think you're done,
yeah,
man.
I'm screwed. Yeah, I'm screwed.
I think you're done. And the bet was for like a Blu-ray of the winner's
brand new
shoes.
Blu-ray. Yes.
And Gil's like, I'm getting Batman versus Superman. He's all hype. Dude, Gil's gonna get you, man, because he's not even gonna pick an old movie. He's gonna like get a new release.
I already knew that was coming.
Those Mamma Jamma are $25. Like, $25.
I know. $25.
He's gonna get you, dude. Don't let him get you at that Ultimate Edition.
Oh no, screw that.
It'd be like $30.
Screw that.
With the tin case, dude. Mm-hmm. He'll get you. He'll be like a best bet.
I'll be like, Gil, $20. Or I'll be like, no, $8 bin. Didn't you see that part? Yeah.
It should have been for the $8 bin, but.
So Nerve currently right now, if you guys want to go check out the trailer, I don't think that it's a 93% Rotten Tomatoes movie. I was hoping that Nice Guys was going to come in at around like a 70 something or a low 80s. And I figured that Nerve would come in around 70s or low 80s and be able to beat it. So, I guess I'm screwed.
I had a bet for like under 50%.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do under 50%, but maybe not. Maybe it's a good movie. You know? Maybe it's a good movie.
Right. Are we still doing that bet?
What was the bet for?
Under 50%. If Nerve's over 50%, I get to force you to watch whatever film I want of my choosing.
All right.
And then we got to get out and talk about it. Okay. And then if I get under 50, then you got to force me to watch whatever film you want me to that I refuse to.
So
which if I think it's going to be Hobo with a Shotgun.
So if it hits 50, you win. If it's under 50, like 49, I win.
Correct.
Like 49 and under.
And then I get to watch whatever movie you force me to watch. Same for you.
All right. This is like pinky swear. It's recorded on a podcast.
Yeah.
So we got to live up.
All right. Hopefully I win one bet.
All right. Are we good?
We're good.
All right. So guys, thanks for listening. You can hit us up. We have a Twitter page, at New Breed Podcast, I believe. Or type in New Breed Film Reviews on Twitter. We pop right up. We have a Facebook page, New Breed Film Reviews. Please subscribe on iTunes if you enjoy the podcast and the content. Rate us. That's really important. But yeah. Be honest. If you know, give an honest rating. If you like us, great. If you don't like us, give us 5 stars anyway.
Yeah. And we're trying to build up a Twitter presence. So if you guys hit us up, the New Breed Film Reviews on Twitter, me and Dave both manage that. So we'd love to interact with you on this stuff. So.
And we take requests too. So if you guys have any requests for reviews, you can email us newbreedfilmreviews2014@gmail.com or hit us up on one of our pages, you know, and we respond. We're pretty quick with that. And we also do reviews for independent films.
Yeah, short films or Kickstarter films. We did one not too long ago, and we love to support the local industry, just like, you know, me and Dave and Paul and Don is a writer too as well. We're all trying to make it in the marketplace, so if we can help you guys push your stuff, same as us trying to push our stuff, you know, gotta lift each other up.
Right. So, yep, hit us up. You know, it's mutually beneficial. We'll plug you guys, plug your film. It's exposure. And, we enjoy doing that also. I like the independent, scene, short film scene, dude. It's fun.
Cause it's right where we are and right where we can be. So I like it.
Anything in closing, Brian? Anything else?
That's it. That's it. We'll catch you on the next one.
Yes, sir. So we'll be back with 107. Until then, take care.